have about 300 or so in our collection. And for the web exhibit, we've selected 15 that we think are very nice posters, some probably familiar to people who've seen a lot of World War One posters and maybe a few that are not so familiar. And some of those posters also were produced locally. I think there's four out of the 15 that were done by Strobridge Lithographing Company here in Cincinnati.
I'm curious about why you decided to do this online instead of actually hanging the posters at the museum center.
A couple of reasons. One, we wanted to be able to leave this exhibit up. And, of course, anytime you're displaying actual things from the collection, particularly anything that's light sensitive like these posters would be, there's a limited amount of time you can have them on display. But by going to an online exhibition, we'd reach a larger audience and we could leave it up. And really our idea is to leave it up and maybe add content to it as we go forward toward the 100th anniversary of U.S. involvement in the war. So, and the other reason is because some of these posters are in pretty fragile condition. And so this way, condition was not an issue. We had photography done of a selection of the posters and then high-resolution scans made of those so that the images that you see on the online exhibit are very crisp. And, of course, one of the things that's so appealing about these posters is that they have wonderful imagery. The artwork is spectacular. And, of course, that's part of the beauty of posters. Their effectiveness lay partly in the fact that they could grab you through a combination of imagery and text and get your attention. That was, of course, key to the success of posters as a communication tool, which is what they were.
I've taken a look at the images on these posters. As you alluded to before, they're quite vivid in color, and they're not exactly subtle in topic matter or treatment either, are they? For example, there's a soldier, one of our lads in uniform, perhaps not even our lad. I don't know whether he's a British soldier or an American soldier or a Canadian soldier, but in any event, he's in uniform, and he's hugging a woman and a child. There are nurses in very heroic poses.
Sure.
There's a person in uniform pouring coffee for a grateful-looking soldier at the YMCA. There's another soldier bravely striding forward, carrying the flag into battle. And it's almost draped in the flag. And
right.
I guess that's sort of the theme of the whole thing.
It is, and I think it's interesting you touched on that because, you know, I think part, again, of the effectiveness of a poster is that if it's done properly, particularly at that time period when there weren't as many means of mass communication, the beauty of the poster was that you could really grab somebody. And sometimes subtlety was not a goal. And one thing interesting is we did select a number of posters for this exhibition that depict women, and not always in traditional roles. There are, of course, in a lot of World War One posters, women as mothers, wives, but there are also a number of posters that depict women in uniform and some factory workers, because World War One was really the first time where large numbers of women entered the workforce as men went off to war.
Scott Gempfer is the Director of History Collections and Library at the Cincinnati Museum Center. I'm Steve Hirschberg.